He's BJ Kissel, and I'm Pete Sweeney with your Arrowhead Update, and we're coming to you after a huge 30-22 Chiefs win on Sunday, but it came with a lot of injuries. Jeff Allen had an injury, Mitch Morse, Eric Fisher, Justin Houston, all with injuries, and we'll have updates as the week goes on. Nothing new today except the fact that Justin Houston's getting an MRI on Monday.
Yeah, when you look back at the game and just kind of the storylines as far as what happened and those injuries that you talked about, Jeff Allen actually came back in the game. He was the fifth. He was the last healthy offensive lineman, and you can't even call him healthy because he left. He got rolled up on a little bit. He had to play through some pain that Coach Reed talked about after the game. But what they were able to do in overcoming that, not just having bodies go in there, but Zach Fulton, Donald Stevenson, what those guys were able to do. Zach Fulton sliding over to center. We saw him do it in the preseason, but he hadn't done it in a regular season game yet, let alone going up against a team like the Buffalo Bills and a fourth quarter where the Chiefs drove 6 minutes and 30 seconds off the clock with a lead because of those guys up front and those new faces along the offensive line and Jeff battling through some injuries. Unbelievable performance. Same thing with Frank Zombo on the defensive side. Him stepping in for Justin Houston. Those aren't easy shoes to fill. We saw Tom Ali make an impact. He's been doing that the last few games, but it's unbelievable performance to have those next guys ready. Coach Reed talked about it. John Dorsey, the personnel staff, all the guys up there bringing in these players that not only can step in and play if they have to, but they prepare themselves so when they do step in, they can make an impact.
Yeah, it's very rare you see a team use all seven of the offensive linemen, and that's what the Chiefs had to do on Sunday. You mentioned the impact of Frank Zombo, that huge sack on this two-point conversion late in that game.
He sacked the referee on that play.
And then you see Desmond Moses actually come in for one play. He had to stop right at the end there on fourth down, pushing Tyrod Taylor out of bounds. They reviewed it, ended up being a turnover on downs, led the Chiefs to run out the ball at that point.
Yeah, it took everybody to get this win. That's why it was so gratifying after the game that everybody played a part. And throughout this five-game winning streak, you can now say it's not just been the defense. You saw through the four-game winning streak, the defense had allowed under 10 points a game. And on Sunday against the Bills, it was the offense that had to step up. They were consistently behind, something we haven't seen them do. In that four-game winning streak, the Chiefs had outscored opponents 64-9 in the first half. So the offense was never really challenged to have to come back in a game. But that happened on Sunday. They were challenged several different times to keep answering, keep throwing counter punches. And Alex Smith, Jeremy Maclin, Spencer Ware, the guys up front, they all did that. It was nice to see them pick up a win in their fifth consecutive victory in a different kind of way than what we'd seen over the last four games.
Yeah, Andy Reid was asked about Spencer Ware on Monday morning. Did they really expect the type of effort out of Spencer Ware? And they ended up getting it. It's the first more than 100-yard effort of his career.
We saw it during the preseason. We saw the game against, I believe it was the Arizona Cardinals, St. Louis Rams, that Ware made some plays. But you never really know when you see it in the preseason. You see it in training camp. You see a guy kind of stand out. You never really know what's going to happen. We don't yet know what the status of Sharkhandrick West is, that he said he was day-to-day last week because he had the hamstring issue. I actually talked to him before the game on Sunday. He says it's going to be really difficult for him to get out there and play. But he felt like it really fit Spencer Ware's kind of attitude as a runner, a guy that north and south, a bigger guy, a little more physical, likes contact. And we saw, I'm interested to see his yards after contact in this game because the Bills really struggled to bring him down. I know the one 16-yard run he had, he actually trucked Bakari Rambo, the safety for the Bills. I don't think he was interested in getting in the way of Ware after that.
Well, listen, BJ, this is a team now on a five-game winning streak, 6-5 in playoff position, controlling their own destiny. There's a lot to be happy about. Bad news is there's a lot of injuries right now, but we'll keep you updated throughout the week as we get updated.
It's Raider week, baby.
He's BJ Kissel. I'm Pete Sweeney. This has been your Arrowhead Update.